Representative Mike Borge, you were on a couple days ago. I don't think you and Mr. Silver are having lunch today, although you may, because he went on yesterday for about 4 or 5 minutes sort of blasting you after you called him out. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today, Jack?
I'm okay. What is going on here? This is getting to be rather convoluted.
So my first concern about all this chit-chat about this audit is I wonder who's breaking the law and giving non-public audit documents to people.
What do you mean?
Concerning the check to Governor Sununu, who leaked that? That's a non-public document that hasn't even been released to the delegation.
I see what you're saying. Hey, well, help me out. You're a state representative, part of the Belknap County delegation, correct?
Correct.
So ultimately, like you, like Representative Silber, who was on yesterday, you do have oversight over the county commissioners, correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and they basically oversee the operations of the mountain, correct?
Yes, they oversee the management and the operations of the mountain, correct.
Okay. Has an audit been done or not of recent finances at the mountain, as far as you know?
An audit has been done every year, as far as I know. There is an audit that's in progress right now. Representative Silver, Representative Contois, I know they put three individuals on an audit committee to oversee the audit.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was Representative Contois. I think it was Commissioner Strang, and then they chose an individual from the public,
okay,
none other than John Plummer, who's a running for state senate.
So yes. Is the audit not finished yet?
It is not complete yet.
How would Representative Silber yesterday know about details of the audit so much so that, in his words, he thinks there's financial wrongdoing that the attorney general, you just heard his words, should look into it? How would he know that if it's not done?
I have no clue, and that's quite concerning to me.
Okay. Do you think you're a state representative with oversight indirectly or directly of Gunstock? Do you think, from what you know, that the general manager should be terminated or a new management team brought in? And do you believe there was financial mismanagement or wrongdoing at Gunstock in your mind?
In my view, I do not believe there was financial mismanagement or wrongdoing. Again, the audit has not been complete. I would like to see factual evidence on that. But from what I hear from every employee at the mountain and everybody I've spoken to, that management team is irreplaceable and fantastic.
Why would you feel that way and Mr. Silber yesterday feel a different way?
I'm not sure. It's actually quite concerning. I don't know where he's getting his information from, and is he even supposed to be getting the information he's getting?
Now, I'm not saying this about you, so please do not take this the wrong way, sir. You've been nice enough to call in. You're a state representative. I don't think any of you are serving as state representatives to, quote-unquote, line your pockets, because it's basically volunteer citizen work, and I appreciate that. So thank you for your service. But in all due respect, can you tell me why a bunch of grown adults are acting like kids with all this name-calling and bad-mouthing of each other?
I honestly wish I knew. When I got elected, we did a sweep in Belknap County of 18 Republican representatives. And I honestly thought it was going to be the greatest thing in the world. We were going to work together. We were going to do a lot of good. And I don't know what went wrong or how it went wrong.
Do you believe you know when and how Gunstock can reopen?
Honestly, I'm very skeptical. If we don't get a management team in place very soon, this is my personal opinion and my personal view, I don't think they'll be able to open for the winter.
Which is a big deal. I mean, that's a big deal. The families, the seasons passes, the employment, the economic engine in that area. It's a nice ski area with all the amenities. It's a nice summer resort. Now it's closed. Let me ask you this. If this story is true, that out of Gunstock coffers, a political contribution or check was written, do you think that's proper or not? And do you know if that's true or not?
I do not believe it's proper at all, because it is use of county funds. Even though Gunstock is kind of like its own entity, it's owned by the county, so it would be considered county funds. I'll let Tom Day deal with the issue of what that contribution was for and where it really came from. I don't want to misquote anyone, but I have reason to believe it's not as severe as people are making it out to be.
Okay, and again, the audit is being done. People who are talking about findings of the audit before it's done, you're not sure how they're doing that or have access to it. And
correct. The only ones I should have access are the Belknap, the Gunstock Area Commissioners.
Can I ask?
At this point in time.
A few days ago, I think one of the terms you said of, and I think you singled out our guest yesterday, I think you said that they were over micromanaging and condescending of the management team. And I think you also said a few days ago, Representative Boards, that they wanted employee information that really should not be released. Is that essentially about right or not?
That is absolutely correct. Commissioners Strang and Ness have been very condescending to the employees, from my understanding. Going to the Gunstock Area Commission meetings, I've observed some of their behavior personally. So that's where I got that viewpoint from.
As far as you and Mr. Silber, he's a state representative, fellow Republican, correct?
Correct.
And how would you define your relationship with him?
I would say it's very scorned.
All right. Well, so you're worried that Gunstock may not be able to reopen this winter?
Yes, and it's a priority for the residents of my community and Belknap County that this mountain gets open ASAP.
All right. Listen, I want to thank you for the time, Representative Boards. Thank you for your patience. We'll get you back again soon. Thank you for, I guess, pushing things forward. I appreciate you joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire, the Pulse of NH.
Thanks. Have a great day.